Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Det här är Teach Me Sweden. Det här är alltså en podcast där jag och Jonathan försöker lära oss svensk historia. Nu sa jag hans namn och jag säger mitt namn. Jag heter Erik Broström.
And I'm Jonathan Rollinson. In this episode, I'm gonna teach Erik about someone he just learned about not too long ago.
Mm-hmm. Och när han säger just learned about, så är det just learned about not enough.
Exactly. So stay tuned for a little bit of sexual androgyny.
Yes. Lite rimliga pensionspengar.
Yes, and a little bit of borderline stereotypical racism from French people.
Dr. Cliché coming up.
Enjoy. Here?
Are you already here?
Oh. Yeah, man. It's another day. Another Thursday, another Teach Me Sweden episode.
Underbart.
That's how it goes, man. Oh. Even through the summer, we're rolling through these. It's really fun to do it, and I'm ready to teach you, man. Today, I'm teaching Erik some Swedish. Some Sweden.
No, some Swedish, please.
I won't teach you any Swedish. I don't think there's a word of Swedish in here, even though it's about the country and something that you are vaguely familiar with, I'm sure.
I'm psyched.
This episode is about circumcision. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
Shortest episode ever.
Instruktion. This is how you do it.
You know what? I'm gonna tell a quick story. You know me. I like to tell these quick stories.
Yeah.
My mother was given a child at a football party.
Hon fick ett barn.
Yes, at a football party.
Och fotbollsfest.
Like my uncle had a Super Bowl party. I believe a Super Bowl, but it was some football party.
Okay, yeah.
And his ex-girlfriend came by, and she would always just every now and then come by. She was cool with the family. And she had just had a child.
Uh-huh.
4-month-old kid who was cute and a lot. And my mom just fell in love with this kid, man, named Diamond. And she was holding Diamond, and everybody who came in thought that he was her son. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, my mom's name is Peaches. Her nickname is Peaches. They're like, Peaches, I didn't know you had a baby.
Kommer den här historien sluta med att det är du som är Diamond?
No. I was given my twin brother Pearl. Diamond and Pearl were given to my mother, named after a Prince song.
wow.
No, so everybody thought it was like my little brother. Thought it was our little brother.
Yeah.
This little kid, a little afro, 4 months old. And then the lady was kind of in the streets, you know, drug dealing and stuff like that, fast life lady. And her first child, we all knew that she had given her first child to the godmother.
Okay.
And at the party, she asked my mom if she was like, he doesn't have a godmother. You want to be the godmother? And my mom was like,
jag vet vad det här betyder.
And then she said, you can keep him for the weekend. And my mom was just like, you know what? It'll be nice. And my mom was starting a daycare. Mm-hmm. So she's like, I'm going to be home. I could really take care of this kid.
Mm-hmm.
So Diamond stayed with us. And my mom changed his name to Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
And now Josh was like our little brother.
Oh, shit.
And lived with us. Well, she would come, Roz would come, and drop off, like, diapers and money and stuff like that every week and ask my mom, you want to keep him longer? You want to keep him longer? Want to keep him longer? Until he was 5 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. And then his dad got out of jail, and he was like, I want my son. And took him back.
Well, took him. Oh.
And that was Josh. I still keep in touch with him a little bit.
Hur mår han då?
He's all right. He's, like, 26 now.
Vad gör han för något då?
Just regular dude. I'm glad he's not in no drugs or nothing like that.
Yeah.
He's not dealing drugs. So that's hard for these kids to get away from.
Yeah.
Where he's from. But yeah, he grew up in the hood and turned out all right.
Jesus.
Yeah, he called me randomly. I was crying when I hung up the phone, man, because I was really worried about him. Yeah. So yeah, that was I don't know why I told you that story.
Det var fint. Jag kommer inte heller ihåg varför det började.
Yeah, men I forget why.
Jag är bara så glad att vi hamnade där.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So Josh/Diamond was given to my mother at a football party.
Jesus. Yeah. Diamond Josh.
Yeah.
Coolt namn.
Yeah, we thought of, and oh, that's why I told you that story. My mother, when she got him, realized that he was not circumcised.
Ah.
And we were like, why does his penis look like that? I didn't even know what an uncircumcised penis looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, why does it look like that? She's like, oh, yeah, because, you know, they didn't cut the foreskin off. I was like, what? And then she explained to me that they cut foreskin off of kids for hygienic reasons. Yeah. That's what she said. So I was like, oh, it's going to be, like, dirty? And she was like, yeah, you know, it's harder to clean. They're supposed to pull it back and do it. And I was like, wow. And she's like, yeah, I'm going to. She considered pulling off a circumcision herself.
Wow.
Because she works in the medical field. She did work. Oh, back then she had, by the time we had this conversation, she had gone back into the medical field. So she was like, all you got to do is just draw. She was saying, like, it's easy. Just draw little dots right here. Give them a little whiskey. Boom.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, mom, that's a bad idea.
Det är väldigt ovanligt att göra det här.
Exactly.
Att svenskar verkar vara väldigt bra på att bara kunna dra bak och tvätta.
It was just a myth, man. It was a big old thing. And they're still.
Yeah.
My nephew was born, and they just, all right, baby's born, blah, blah, blah. You have to stop them before they will probably charge you $600 or whatever.
Jesus.
It's such a business.
But, det är klart.
Yeah, so it's like, you had the circumcision, you had us another $600.
Do you want to nip the tip? Come over to nip tipping.
Yeah, so hopefully they get away from that shit in America, because it's cosmetic surgery.
Crazy.
In the end, it's cosmetic fucking surgery.
For babies.
For children, yeah.
Yes.
That's like saying, I got my daughter a nose job when she was born.
Yeah. Eller hur?
Not because she had a breathing issue. No, just because.
Nej, för att det är svårt för dem att snyta sig när de blir äldre. Så att vi måste.
To form the nose.
Yeah.
All right.
Men vad handlar det här om då? För det handlar inte om circumcision.
No. Nej. I was lying.
Okay.
You're gonna lose your mind when I just tell you the title, what this is about.
Oh, nej.
In the first sentence.
Okay.
Or the first couple paragraphs.
Okay.
Christina was born in the royal castle. Tre Kronor on December 18th of 1626.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents were Swedish King Gustavus Adolphus and his German wife Maria Eleonora.
Wow. Inser du att det förmodligen förra avsnittet? That's insane.
That's crazy, right?
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Fan, vilket sammanträffande. Så förra avsnittet så spelar Greta Garbo Queen Christina.
Yes, and now we're gonna learn all about Queen Christina.
Det är så psykedeliskt. Jesus.
We should have taken some acid, man.
Ja, eller hur? Hade inte kommit
igen. So those of you listening, pause, take some acid. And listen in. I mean, this episode is probably going to be about 50 minutes long.
Yeah.
And then after that, you're on your own for 7 hours.
Men vi lämnar vårt ansvar där.
Yeah, it's up to you what you do for the rest of the time.
Gå ut, kyss en hund. Yeah. Gör något.
Stay out of traffic. Just if you're going to go outside, just keep it foresty. All right. So yeah, but Gustavus and Maria Eleonora had already had 3 children.
Mm-hmm.
2 daughters. One was a stillborn princess in 1621.
Sounds beautiful, but it's just devastating.
Yeah. It's crazy to be born with a crown.
Stillborn.
Stillborn. No.
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 Not stillborn. Born and dead.
And the other was Princess Christina. They named their daughter Christina. She was born in 1623, and she died the next year.
Nej, men vad fan.
And then they had a son in 1625.
Okay.
Stillborn.
Wow.
Yeah, she poisonous. Eleonora had a. I can't blame her, but something was going on. That they couldn't have these kids.
I den här scenen från Scarface. Sitter. Her womb is so blue.
Oh yeah.
She can't even give me a fucking baby.
Kanske han sa.
According to Gustavus.
Jag säger inte att han är hjälten. Jag säger bara att han kanske sa så.
Maria Eleonora's fourth pregnancy was in 1626 when Christina, second Christina, was born.
Yes.
The midwives thought it was a boy because it was hairy and it had a strong, hoarse voice.
Jesus. Men titta inte på könet, utan det är bara så här, nu ska vi se hår.
Okay.
Säg något. Han är en pojke.
Definitely a boy.
Det var så de kollade.
Wait a minute, there's a vagina! I was mistaken, your majesty.
Vi borde ha nya rutiner för att bestämma könet.
Hair check, let's remove that from the checklist. Amount of hair. It's like, first, amount of hair, vocal quality, penis or vagina. It's like, that's it. Then maybe we can make it number one instead of three.
Boy, boy, no girl.
Oh, oh. I was mistaken. Off with his head. Stupid doctor. Oh. But it wasn't a boy, it was our girl, Christina. Mm. People expected King Gustav Adolf to be disappointed that he didn't have a boy. But he was surprisingly happy. He stated, she'll be clever. She's made fools of us all.
På vilket sätt?
She made us think she was a boy.
Aha, okay, oh, gud. Oh, wow. Vilket practical joke hon gjorde.
Oh, my goodness. Braid her back hair.
Det är de som idioter, liksom. Hon bara finns och de bara... Vi trodde du var en kille. Vad fan, men ja.
She has an afro on her neck.
She will be marvelous. Fooled us all.
The king was close with his daughter. Mm. And that's good, because she was to be next in line for the throne according to the order of succession.
Yeah.
The crown was hereditary, but the men in the of the family were normally those that took on the task, of course. In this case, Gustav Adolf's legitimate younger brothers were already dead.
Yeah.
The one legitimate woman, half-sister Catherine, was excluded from the throne because she married a non-Lutheran man.
Mm, man ska alltid gifta sig med lutheran, annars är det kört.
You gotta be Lutheran only. Mm-hmm. So how dare she do that? And this made Christina the undisputed heir to the throne.
Snyggt.
King Gustav was, of course, aware of this and called her queen early on, even though her official term would be king.
Aha. Var det så på den tiden?
Yeah, they were gonna say this is the king.
Okej.
Okay. Fan, yeah, but he called her queen. Yeah.
Fan, vad progressivt.
Yeah, I was shocked to learn that. Carl Gustav was, he thought, you know what? I need to go fight in the 30 years war.
Ja, men ja, 30-åriga kriget är ju kanonkul.
It's like, I am the king and I want to defend Protestantism.
Yeah.
Protestantism.
Yeah.
As you do. But he was worried that he might not return.
Var han själv orolig?
He's like, yeah, I could die. 30 years of war, you know.
Men han visste väl inte att han skulle ut i 30 år. Det blev 30 år.
Han kan inte vara såhär. This is going to be the 30th war, according to my advisors.
I might not make it.
But he went to the war that's now known as the 30th war.
Yeah.
The 17 years left war.
In the year of our Lord. 17th year left.
He wanted to prepare the young queen for the worst in case he died. So he demanded that Christina receive the type of education that boys got.
Mm-hmm.
His marshal, Axel Gustafsson Banier, would be tasked with making sure Christina got educated properly.
Mm.
Christina's mom, Maria Eleonora, was thought to be insane. This German woman. That was first clue. She didn't really care for her daughter at all. She was just like, not a fan. Little hairy thing. You know what I mean? Hoarse voice. Who? No.
I don't appreciate my daughter. Exactly. And I would like a bratwurst.
She's the worst brat.
That woman is mad.
My daughter is the worst brat. I would like a bratwurst. Then... So, of course, Gustav Adolf.
That's such a dad joke.
Yeah, that's what we do here, right?
I love it. Oh, worst brat.
Then Gustav Adolf, as you do, he died on the battlefield in 1632. Christina was only 6 years old.
Oh, jävlar.
Maria Eleonora confirmed suspicions that she was insane by demanding the king not be buried until she could be buried with him.
Det är lite fet mats på gång här.
And she also demanded that they keep the coffin open at all time.
Hans kista.
Yeah.
Okay.
She visited his corpse regularly. She would hang out with
it. De gjorde det?
Yeah, they did. She's spoken.
Wow.
Eleonora has spoken. What did you think was going to happen?
Yeah. True.
So she would hang out with his body. She would pat it. Talk to him. And then the chancellor, Axel Oxenstierna, he put a guard with the body.
Igen.
Yeah, he put a guard with the body to keep her away. Like, he was like, all right, if the coffin's going to be open, you need to stay the fuck away from it. Because they said she ignored the odor that was coming from the fucking rotting corpse.
Vilket fint uppdrag. Andersson,
ja?
Jag vill att du står här och vaktar kungaliket.
There's going to be a crazy German woman coming in about once a week.
Kan jag få någon slags klädnypa för näsan eller någonting? Nej. No. Stå där i lukten.
Remain in uniform, soldier.
Du får inte tvätta uniformen heller.
They buried the body, of course.
Uh,
18 months after he was dead.
Oh my god.
Yeah, man. So now Maria Eleonora was like, you know what? Let me get to know the future queen, my daughter.
Oh.
And she was like, you know, trying to get closer to her. And then Gustav, he foresaw that she was unfit before he died. So he had decided, basically, if I die in this war, my sister Catherine is going to be in charge of taking care of Christina.
Uh-huh.
And his half-brother, Carl Jilinjelm, would be acting regent until Christina's ready.
Okay.
So he's like, keep this crazy bitch away from my daughter.
Wow.
Those three stillborn, maybe messed her up in the head. He's like, nah, she can't.
Ah, this sounds.
We gotta save. He's thinking of Sweden. So Maria Eleonora, she tried to ban the sister-in-law.
Uh-huh.
from being near the daughter. And our boy Axel Oxenstierna jumped in and exiled her to Gripsholm's castle.
Snyggt. Gripsholm.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she created a lion that was, no, just kidding.
Nay.
So Catherine, our, you know, half-sister, she would take care of Christina until 1638 when she died.
Oh.
So 1638, she's now 12 years old or so.
Mm-hmm.
And Axel decided it was best for the future queen to not have just one caretaker from then on. So he appointed like a squad of caretakers.
Okay.
So they can, you know, help handle her and be advisors and
lite
service the queen.
Kommitté nästan kan man säga.
Yeah, He did like, basically. Mm. So it's like you take shifts. And that way she doesn't only latch on to one person.
Mm. They're smart.
And they say it worked out. Because she did a lot of writing about her life and she didn't seem to have any special words for these different women. So this is just what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
She ended up getting the education that her father wanted. She learned about religion, philosophy, Greek, and Latin. We all know how important Latin is.
It måste.
She learned politics as well, and that's what she learned from Axel. He was like, teach you about politics.
Mm-hmm.
When she was 14, he probably wrote, she is not at all like a female. And that she had...
She's
a bright,
hairy. She's a horse.
She has a horse voice.
Horse voice.
She's hairy as hell. She has a bright intelligence. That's another thing he said. It's not at all like a woman. But she loved it. She loved studying. She studied an average of 10 hours a day. She was said to have learned 7 languages besides Swedish.
Mm.
German, Dutch, Danish, French, Italian, Arabic, and Hebrew.
Wow.
She even went for the tough ones. Not even English in there.
Nej.
She was just learning. She just wanted to learn all European languages.
Ah, vad fan ska man med engelska till?
Why would anybody need that? In 1644, Christina was 18 and deemed old enough to take over the throne.
Yeah.
But only after the Denmark-Norway war ended.
Okay.
So they're like, you're ready, but we just got some shit to clean up real quick. And then they did this surprise attack against Norway and Denmark. And that eventually led to victory in Sweden. And that was when Denmark relinquished Gotland and Ursel to Sweden.
Jaha, var det danskt Gotland?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Aha,
and Norway relinquished Jämtland
Yeah.
And Harry Adalin. Shout out to Jemlin.
Yeah, give us back our hippie festival country, man.
We need that national anthem in our lives.
Yeah, Jamtland.
And now it was time for the queen to reign. Christina, she started feeling like, Axel, he's been good, but he's got a little bit too much influence over me.
Dead on him.
Nah. She added people with differing opinions to her court in order to balance ideology.
Oh,
it's pretty smart, right?
Yeah, that can.
And it worked. And Axel, he would influence her less and less during the rule until eventually he was removed from her court. She gained interest in arts, began collecting many precious and important works of art. She would hunt down popular pieces to add to her extensive and impressive collection. As for the future of the throne, there was much uncertainty. Christina was not interested in pursuing a relationship. She openly spoke against the concept of marriage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She was impressed by the Catholic religion, and specifically the Virgin Queen Elizabeth I of England. She understood she was responsible to provide an heir to the throne and needed to follow through on her duty. So in 1642, she became secretly engaged to her first cousin, Charles, who happened to be infatuated with her.
Oh. Det med kusiner, ja, det
yeah, sometimes you want a child with three nostrils.
Yeah, okay. go for it.
Who needs good blood, you know? You got to get that hemophilia in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who needs good blood when you get bad blood?
Exactly. Charles, he went off to serve in the army in Germany for 3 years. And that's when she did this secret marriage or secret engagement.
Ah, vad skönt. Slipp hon träffa honom.
Hon bara, Maybe that's why. In her own words, she felt an insurmountable distaste for marriage and for all the things that females talked about and did. That's what she said.
Wow.
It's like, fuck what these bitches want.
Jag ska inte slänga mig någonstans i farligt vatten här. Men det känns lite som att det här kan vara det enda sättet som man kunde vara gay på.
Yeah.
på den tiden och bara, men fuck it, jag ska bara styra landet.
She also said that it takes more courage to marry than to go to war.
Well, fair point.
Strong point there, Christina. Her distaste for marriage did not mean she wasn't connected to other people. She had a close female friend named Ebba Spotted, who would share a bed with her. It is possible that they shared a sexual relationship as well.
The kan vara så, men vi vet inte.
It's not confirmed. Not in 1600s. There's no TMZ.
Nej, eller hur? Tyvärr.
Imagine TMZ back then with a scroll. Hear ye, the queen and Ebba Spotter was seen cuddling. As you suspected, Ebba was the big spoon. but they did spend a lot of time. She called Ebba Belle.
Oh, de är så kära.
And she wrote her many passionate letters.
Okej. Så att jag var inte alls ute på farligt vatten. Det här är ju supergay. på ett bra sätt. Jag säger inte, men hon är ju gay.
She was said to write with the same amount of passion in all of her letters, though.
Uh-huh.
So it could have just been she's a passionate lady.
Jaha, till andra också.
Yeah, they're like, she wrote to everybody like that.
Åh, skomakan! De senaste skorna jag fick av dig... Får mitt hjärta att brinna. Jag längtar tills du kommer hem till min kammare och ger mig mina nya skor.
Åh, hästmästare. Tack för hjälpen.
Tack för hjälpen.
Nu är jag med barn.
Oh. Stallmästaren hjälper alltid till.
I said hästmästaren. Okay, sorry.
Nej, jag menar hästmästaren, stallmästaren.
Okay.
Jag vet inte, något av dem.
She kept pursuing education, of course, because that's what these people did before television. She had tutors. She brought in mentors and educators regularly. Eventually, she had what would be considered a nervous breakdown.
Oh.
Yeah, man. She'd been working at least 10 hours a day. She's focusing on, you know, not being gay. She had high blood pressure.
Men vänta, 10 timmar arbetsdag, låt inte.
It's not even that crazy, but they said she was just like focused on this. She's always taking in all of this knowledge. She's trying to sit with tutors, you know, trying to spend money, the crown's money. She had high blood pressure, impaired vision, and back pain. They were like, she's like now it would be called a nervous breakdown.
Wow. Oh, oosh.
And she got a French doctor that came along.
Uh-oh.
And he said, "Do you need rest and healthy meals?" And he snuck her a book of the 16 erotic sonnets.
Nej.
Because why not?
Är det så?
Yes.
And maybe some erotism is is what you need, mademoiselle. I am a French cliché. That's my name.
French cliché.
Dr. Cliché.
Dr. Cliché. But he told her to relax. He said, enjoy life's finer things. Take it easy. Stop working so hard.
Yeah.
And I bet back then it was nice. It was good, easy for them to say, you're just working. You just care too much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Instead of saying, your mom was a psycho. Maybe you are. Mm. She took it seriously and decided it was probably better if a man took on the obligations of the throne.
Oy.
This is maybe not a job for a woman.
Yeah.
I'm frail. So maybe it's time for cousin Charles to do just that.
Yes, men han var ute och kriga.
Yeah, man. In 1651, it became an easier decision because her popularity dipped.
Varför då?
I'm glad you asked, because she decided to behead a guy named Arnold Johann Messenius and his 17-year-old son when they accused her of serious misbehavior.
Men vad skulle hon annars ha gjort?
What are the options?
De bara, vi är milt besvikna.
Off with their heads. Fucking heads.
And I'm not crazy.
They said she was... You know how much I've been working?
5 hours.
Listen here, peasants.
Jag har jobbat 5 timmar den här veckan. Jag är helt slut.
Exactly. They said she was bringing everything to ruin and that she cared for nothing but sport and pleasure.
Det låter awesome. Jag tycker hon lever ett helt formidabelt liv.
So she said their heads gotta go.
Ja, det var ju kanske lite skarpt då.
And there was another factor. She started beginning to flirt with Catholicism.
Flirt, okay.
I'm saying she flirted with the idea of Catholicism.
Ja, för hon sa att hon var imponerad över dem och så.
So she wasn't sure if the Lutheran thing was really the way. Being a Catholic was explicitly forbidden for royalty. So in 1654, she denounced her throne and passed it on to cousin Charles in a ceremony where they removed her royal garb before a crowd of spectators, and she ended in a white dress, and the guy who was supposed to remove her crown was like overtaken by emotion. He couldn't do it, so she did it herself, removed her crown, and then Charles put on his crown, and now he's the new king.
Wow.
And a beautiful...
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I started thinking about what would happen if the current king did that. Like relegated the throne to somebody. Or just said fuck. What do they say, there's no kingdom anymore? Like
man borde typ när de blir en viss ålder. Man tittar lite på England nu. Hon hade ju kunnat stackars Charles.
Yeah.
Han kommer dö innan henne. Även om hon är på väg så kommer han säkert dö innan henne. Han kommer aldrig få bli kung. Det är lite taskigt. Ge dina barn, om den ska
let them enjoy the spoils.
Om du ska ha det smutsiga arvsystemet.
Yeah.
Då kan han väl få njuta lite av att vara kung innan han typ börjar bli dement liksom.
Good point. So after this delegation or whatever you want to call it, she left Sweden within weeks. She had already packed valuables and reportedly she depleted much of the Swedish treasury.
Nej.
She took money with her.
Ja, det är klart.
She traveled about Europe.
Jag har förtjänat det här. Jag jobbar 3 timmar om dagen.
She went in disguise through Denmark though, dressed as a man. Apparently she was built like a dude too. They said she was like a and she wore men's shoes and stuff like that. She just, you know.
I don't want to. Vad skulle Dr. Cliché säga?
She's a lesbian.
För jag kommer inte säga det. Men vad säger det?
That's what the doctor minds. Dr. Cliché might say. Yeah, so she had to go in disguise to Denmark. She was hosted by the Netherlands and Austria. And reportedly, Austria almost went bankrupt hosting her.
Oy.
Because she was traveling with over 250 people.
Wow.
She had an entourage,
fan,
man.
Vilket partygäng.
She just shows up. Hey, I used to be the queen. And Sweden is a great empire. You know, all the rest of Europe it respects Sweden so much. So you kind of gotta like...
Hon är ett geni.
Yeah.
För hon kommer ju alltid ha varit drottning.
Yeah.
Så man kan bara säga, jag har varit drottning.
Yeah.
Och de är så här, välkommen.
Yeah.
Så jävla smart. Och inga ansvar.
Then she converted officially to Catholicism.
Okay.
And adopted the name Christina Alexandra. And that was a twist on the current Pope's name.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So that was why they chose that name.
Så hon menar att hon är typ lika bra som påven.
Exactly. But she kept it from her family so that she could keep receiving her pension.
Yes. Man får inte vara dum.
Because she did have a pension after diverting her throne and depleting the treasury. They still were like, she's got to get the money though.
Yeah.
And reportedly, she was asking for, it was basically 90 million today. 90 million crowns a year.
Nah.
That's what she was asking for. When I did the math, I did the conversion in that website I told you about. I don't know if they agreed to it, but that's what she asked for.
Det är helt sjukt.
So she decided to set up shop in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
The Vatican welcomed the new convert with open arms, of course.
Klart.
You know, politically, that's great for him.
Det är sjukt.
Yeah, we got this. From the Lutheran country,
uh-huh.
We got this woman, the queen, to become one of us. She was Swedish royalty, and she made friends with the Santinelli brothers.
Oh!
Who showed off their poetry and dancing.
And now sleeps with the fishes.
The Santinellis.
Yeah.
You sounded like us. You got a hoarse voice and a lot of hair. We're like each other's spirit animals. You do this with your fingers as well. That was great.
We used to be quite average, but then we met Dr. Cliché.
He changes. We read his 16 erotic poems. The sonnets changed my fucking life, you hear me? She immediately had them. She's like, I love the Santinelli brothers.
Yeah,
join in the squad. Oh, she brings them in to join entourage. Mm. She kept the rumor mill alive by socializing with men her age. How dare you? You know what I mean? She's not married.
Oh.
She's hanging with guys. You know, they're like, ooh, guess who's? She befriended the cardinal, Azzolino.
Mm-hmm.
She liked him, but he was sworn to celibacy.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Oh, what synd.
She wrote to him in French that she would never offend God or give Azzolino reasons to take offense. But this does not prevent me from loving you until death. And since piety relieves you from being my lover, then I relieve you from being my servant. For I shall live and die as your slave.
Oof.
Yeah, man. That made me hot. That was good, man.
He
responded, but his replies were more reserved because he was vowed to remain celibate.
Thank you.
Little side note. I don't think I included this, but a little side note. He was later removed from the church. Like, moved.
Ah.
Because they didn't like whatever him and her were doing.
Ah, okay.
So I think he probably succumbed to his human urges.
Så det kanske inte var så mycket celibat där.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing. Meanwhile, they found out in Sweden that she was now converted Catholic, and they shut off the water.
That's something. That's something.
That was it. So she decided to take on the kingdom of Naples and liberate her from Spanish rule.
Hon bestämde sig för att ta över
Naples.
Neapel.
Yeah.
Okay.
And be like, you know, why does Spain rule Naples? Like,
sure. Men vadå, med hennes 250 partypersoner?
I don't know. She vowed to take it over and leave it to France once she died. She even sent home all of her Spanish staff. Oh, she's like, I don't even want y'all dealing, you know, because I'm about to do some shit to your country.
Ja, men det var fint kanske, om hon var, om det var diplomatiskt menat.
Yeah, so she got together actually with France.
Uh-huh.
And they overtook that shit, man.
Wow!
Yeah.
Men hon ledde det?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On 8th of September, she arrived in Paris and was shown around. Ladies were shocked by her masculine appearance and demeanor.
Igen med det här, okay.
And the unguarded freedom of her conversation. With her hoarse voice, talking dirty. I know what pussy looks like.
Mina byxor! Mina byxor!
Oh, mon chéri. Oh, no.
She has pants. She wears pants like a man.
Oh, no. You need a skirt and you need to be offended and blush.
Offended and blush. when visiting the ballet with La Grande Mademoiselle, she recalled that the lady Mademoiselle, or La Grande, whoever that is, she said it surprised her very much, applauding with the parts that pleased her, taking God to witness, throwing herself back in her chair, crossing her legs, resting her legs on the arm of her chair, and assuming other postures such I had never seen taken, but by, I guess, Traveline and Jodelet, two famous buffoons. She was in all respects a most extraordinary creature. Okay. They'd never seen a woman like this.
Okay.
This grand mademoiselle.
So, okay. Hmm. Okay.
The fact that she puts her leg up on the chair is like baffling people that this.
Det krävdes väldigt lite.
Yeah, yeah.
På den tiden.
She burped. She did not leave the room when she burped like a man. I believe air came from her buttocks.
No.
Did she say excuse me and hang herself?
Det kan inte vara sant. Det kan inte vara sant.
And here comes TMZ with the scroll.
Yeah.
Queen farts. Swedish queen farts. On the October 15th, 1657, apartments were assigned to her at the Palace of Fontainebleau.
Oh, Fontainebleau.
And that's where she committed an action that stained her memory. She executed. She executed Gian Rinaldo Monaldeschi, who was her master of the horse, is what he was called.
Oh.
Yeah. And he was formerly the leader of the French party in Rome.
Men vad är hennes rättighet att göra det?
She's like runs Naples.
Men okay.
For 2 months, she had suspected Monaldeschi of disloyalty.
Okay.
She secretly seized his correspondence.
Okay.
Which revealed that he had betrayed her interests.
Mm-hmm.
She gave 3 packages of letters to Lebel, a priest, to keep them for her in custody. 3 days later, on Saturday afternoon, she summoned Monaldeschi into the Galerie des Chelfs, discussing the matter and letters with him. He insisted that betrayal should be punished with death. That's what he said to her. Like, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't betray you. If I betray you, then, you know, whoever betrays somebody needs to be killed. And mm-hmm. I would never do that to you. No, that's what he, basically what he said. Yeah. That's what he said to her. I guess he didn't know she had the letters.
Snack om och måla in sig i ett hörn.
Exactly. She was convinced that he had pronounced his own death sentence. She was like, now that you've told me that, I got these letters. And you betrayed me. After an hour or so, he was to receive his confession, basically. Wow.
Det är snabba puckar.
Yeah, sounds like torture to me. Yeah. Both Lebel and Monaldeschi were entreated for murder, for mercy. They entreated for mercy. They were like, please, no, don't kill us, do something else. But her people stabbed him.
Oi.
Yeah, in his stomach and his neck. But he happened to be wearing some gear that protected him. So he didn't die from the stabbings. So then,
vad ska vi hugga dem? Där har skydd.
Right in the protection. So he was chased around in another room, right?
Yeah.
I can see this in a movie. He's chased around in an adjacent room. Oh no. My neck.
Hugga dem i skyddet igen.
And then they finally dealt him a fatal wound in his throat.
Där var det ingen skydd.
Yeah.
Nej.
In the end, he died confessing his infamy and admitting Santinelli's innocence. Hmm. So he's like, they didn't do it. Santinelli's like, I know I didn't do it.
I know, right?
And he said that he invented the whole fantastic story in order to ruin Santinelli.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Uh-huh.
As he's dying. It sounds like something that they could have made up afterwards.
Second.
But the killing of Monaldeschi, who used to be in rule, was legal since she had judicial rights over the members of her court,
mm-hmm.
which they were in her little squad. As her vindicator, Gottfried Lebanese was who said that to her, she can do this.
Mm-hmm.
This is Christina, mm-hmm. and these are her people, so she can treat them however she wants.
Yeah,
and as her contemporary saw, Christina, who was a queen. At once, she had to emphasize right and wrong, and her sense of duty was strong. So she continued to regard herself as queen regnant all of her life. Like, she basically could do shit like this.
Ja, men så brukar ju kungligheter vara.
So then she would have gladly visited England, but she received no encouragement, and she stayed in Fontainebleau because nobody else was offering her to come anymore.
Nej.
They're like,
du dödar för många.
not really feeling this. She's too much like a man.
Du bringar död, byxdamen.
She's the queen widow.
Yeah.
Anne of Austria, the mother of Louis the 14th. I was very proud of myself for doing the math on the Roman numerals just now. I just got proud of myself.
Snyggt.
Louis XIV.
Yeah.
The 14th was impatient to be rid of her cruel guest, Christina. And so Christina had no choice but to leave. And then she returned to Rome in 1659. So now she's kind of like a traveling queen.
Yeah.
With 255 people. Her popularity was gone now, though. Pope Alexander the seventh, remained in his summer residence, and he didn't want to visit her anymore. He's just like, don't come by here. No thanks. He described her as a woman born of a barbarian, barbarously brought up, and living with barbarous thoughts.
Det låter som en slags ordövning, ifall det är svårt att säga.
He learned a new word that day.
The barbarian brute of barbaria.
That's a news anchor. A ferocious and almost intolerable pride. Barbarously brought up with barbarous thoughts. all right, before we turn the camera on, barbarously brought up with barbarous thoughts. Okay, ready, action.
Baba brings me beer.
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. Barbarously brought up barbarous thoughts. No.
Cecilia Summer style. Oh yeah.
So yeah, that's what he said about her. So she stayed at the Palazzo Rospigliosi.
Låter inte så pjåkigt. Det låter också härligt.
It sounds nice, yeah. Which belonged to Mazarin, the French cardinal. And it was close to the palace, so the Pope was enormously relieved in 1659 when she moved to Trastevere to live in Palazzo Reggiano. She keeps moving to these big-ass, beautiful places.
Jag vill inte backtracka för mycket, men varför ville hon inte att Spanien skulle ha Neapel? Varför inte? Vems intressen försvarade hon? Why? Why Naples?
I don't know. Maybe she. I don't know. It doesn't say why.
Kanske för att hon växer lite koko som sin mamma.
Mm, that's what's not said enough.
Okay.
All right. In April 1660, she was informed that Carl the 10th, Gustav, had died. His son, Charles the 11th, was only 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So that summer she went and said, you know, I kind of left the throne to him.
Nah.
And so, you know. That was my first cousin, so he dead, so it's kind of my throne now.
Nice.
Yeah, she came back trying to take it back over, and they were like, "This is true, but you're Catholic."
Yo. Exactly.
So it's impossible, and the clergy refused to let the priests in her entourage celebrate any masses.
Oh.
So her entourage was there. They're like, "No, man, no mass for you. I mean, no body of Christ."
Mm-mm.
So she left Stockholm and went to the lovely Norrköping.
Oh, good. Your second choice. Alla gånger.
And eventually she submitted a second renunciation of the throne.
Ah, oh, vad smidigt.
And she spent a year in Hamburg to get her finances in order on the way back to Rome. So now, 1662, she goes back to Rome for the third time. She's followed, she had some good years there, some complaints or whatever, but, you know, she's still all right. And then she, in 1666, she's like, back to Sweden. Like, okay, guys, I'm in Norrköping now. And they said she can settle in Swedish Pomerania. I didn't look on a map where this is, but this is some Swedish territory.
Okay.
And then when she got to Swedish Pomerania, she was like, I'm going to go back to Hamburg. she didn't want to stay there.
Nice.
And then she was informed that the one guy that was coming after her the whole time, Alexander the Seventh, that one pope that wasn't feeling her,
yeah,
he died. And the new pope, who used to hang out with her at her parties and stuff, was now in charge.
Det låter inte som en seriös påve.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. He's like, you can fuck if you want. you're what? You seem very lesbian, but that's all right with God. Give me another beer.
Oh, har du ingen öl? Okay, Gud gillar inte dig.
Exactly. He's the fun pope.
Yeah.
So she threw a party for him in Hamburg. With a lot of wine and the fountain outside.
Awesome.
The party went a little crazy.
Okay.
And it ended in a shooting.
What?
And then they attempted to seize the queen.
Vad då shooting? Mer detaljer.
They just said it was a shooting that happened. They just started like, people, they were like, started like somebody popping off at the party.
Wow.
Yeah, and the queen has some gangster friends. That's what happens when you have an entourage of 255.
Plus the Sentinelles.
You know it was one of them. Hey, hey, hey! What you doing over here? You know who I am? I'm a Sentinelle. I'm a friend of the queen.
You call this a salsa chicha? I'm gonna kill ya!
He's serious. He's serious. So she got in disguise and escaped through the back door because there was somebody was trying to capture the queen. So now in she appointed a musical chief of sorts. So she was like trying to bring the arts into her quote unquote her own royal, you know, circles.
Det är det som behövs just nu.
Yeah, exactly.
När allt är kaos.
Yeah.
Musik!
Her politics and rebellious spirit persisted long after her abdication of power.
Mm-hmm.
And when Louis the 14th revoked the Edict of Nantes, abolishing the rights of Protestants, she wrote an indignant letter, even though she was a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And she directed her angry letter to him, and he didn't appreciate her views, but she was not to be silenced. In Rome, she made the Pope Clement the 10th prohibit the custom of chasing Jews through the streets during the carnival. Yeah, you know how that used to be.
Ja, ja, visst. Den gamla nyhet som alla tog för givet. Herregud.
So imagine people complain about that. Well, what is a carnival if you can't chase a Jew? What are we supposed to do? Just eat candied apples?
Ingen kommer vilja gå på det.
I'm just trying to eat my popcorn. There's nothing to watch anymore because the stupid queen is stopping the Pope from chasing Jews.
Kan det vara något så tråkigt nu för tiden?
Times are woke media, huh? Yeah.
They removed the fabulous Jew chase. The fun for the family event.
Jew chasing.
Oh, gives.
In 1686, she issued a declaration that Roman Jews were under her protection.
Oh, snällt av henne.
Yeah, she's looking out for the Jews.
Även om jag vill vara under hennes beskydd. Hon dödade för många människor.
I know. It was like 4 people.
Okay.
She remained very tolerant towards other beliefs. They even thought that she might have been a fake Catholic.
Oh.
Like maybe her conversion was bullshit just to get out of
Vadå, för att hon var så tolerant?
exactly. In February of 1689, 62-year-old Christina fell seriously ill after a visit to the temples in Campania and received what they call the last rites.
When you like
yeah, that's the end. She also suffered from diabetes.
Huh.
I don't know, man. She seemed to recover, but in the middle of April, she developed an acute strep throat bacterial infection.
Mm-hmm.
That's called erysipelas. I don't know. I just assumed it was like a strep throat because it says streptococcus.
Yeah, yeah.
So a strep.
Yeah.
And then she contacted pneumonia and a high fever.
Vilka sjukdomar? Det här går fortare om du säger vad hon inte hade.
On her deathbed, she got syphilis. And she also, no, just kidding. So then she got syphilis. The first AIDS case ever. Yeah. That's what this whole thing is about. No. She sent the Pope a message asking if he could forgive her insults.
Uh-huh.
On her deathbed. That's what you think about when you're about to die?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That time I got rude with the Pope?
Yeah.
She died on April 19th, 1689 in Palazzo Corsini at 6 a.m. She asked for a simple burial in the Pantheon in Rome, but the Pope...
simple in the Pantheon. Allt jag kräver är att bli begraven här i Pantheon i Rome.
Just a simple thing.
Simple.
And her mother was still alive, and she said that she's going to keep that casket open for 18 months.
No, yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah, yeah.
Now, the Pope insisted on her being displayed on a lit de parade for 4 days in the Riario Palace.
Okay.
She was embalmed.
Yes.
Covered with white brocade.
Yes.
A silver mask, a gilt crown, and a scepter.
And circumcised.
The queen, there is speculation that she was like a hermaphrodite.
Uh-huh.
There's speculation that she had possibly had both parts.
Okay.
That's out there, but it seemed like a lot of speculation about this lady.
It's out there.
It's like, how does
inte förstå det riktigt.
Yeah, I wanted to throw that in there. she.
Det är liksom, okay.
And here's a description someone wrote. The queen wore a thin mantle decorated with hundreds of crowns and fur, bordered with ermine. Under this, a splendid garment in two pieces, thin gloves and drawers of knitted silk, and a pair of elegant textile booties. In similar fashion to the Pope's, her body was placed in three coffins, one of Cyprus, one of lead, and finally one made of oak. The funeral procession on May 2nd, because she died on April 19th, so this is a lot shorter time than her dad.
Yeah.
it led from, I guess it went a long way. They don't say the distance, but I don't know the streets.
Mm.
And then she was buried, one of only three women ever given the honor of being buried within the Grotte Vaticane.
Uh-huh, nice.
The other two being Matilda of Tuscany, which we're going to cover. We're going to cover her in a later episode.
Okay, okay.
And Maria Clementia Sobieska, which we all know. Her intestines were placed in a high urn. That was interesting.
Men det är så jag vill ha det.
I want my intestines in a high urn. I want you to get that urn as high as you can.
Oh, yeah.
Just blow weed smoke in the face of the urn and then add my intestines.
mycket inälver och skit vill jag ha där.
So that's the story of Queen Christina, who was played in the film. I should have had that at the end. Like, there was a film made about
eller hur.
But I didn't know that.
Jag tror Hollywood skrev om den där storyn.
Definitely, because when I heard what the story was,
because de sa så här, men det måste finnas en manlig kärleks bla bla bla, och hon var så här, okej, sa Greta Garbo, men uppenbarligen fanns det inte någonting sånt här.
So she wrote in fucking Jeff whatever his name was, Greg Daniels whatever his name.
Jeff Fuckworthy.
So that's it, man. That's it for Queen Christina.
Bra, fin. Vilken härlig kvinna. Vad roligt att hon gjorde så mycket.
Och yeah, sen, man. It's just a couple heads that she chopped off.
Det har lite problem med det. Yeah. Jag blir lite sugen på att trasha henne för att hon högg huvudet av så många. Men...
Especially like, it wasn't like that. None of, only thing they did was just talk shit about her.
Man ska kunna tåla det.
Everybody she killed, just talk shit about her. It's like, you're a peasant.
Ja.
That should be her comeback. You're a peasant.
Ja, eller hur? Eller hur? Det är så jävla enkel.
I can ask for 90 million crowns a year.
Hon hade varit en väldigt dålig ståuppare.
Yeah.
You suck. I'm gonna kill you.
You off with his head. Mm. Off with his head. He didn't. You're not laughing? You're not laughing?
All the <movement. laughs>
Yeah, so that's it, man. Thanks for checking this episode out.
Yes.
Of Teach Me Sweden. Don't forget you can send us ideas for stories that we haven't done and you want us to do. Remember to write it in English if you want me to do the story, and write it in Swedish if it's for Eric.
Yes.
And also you can support us, teachmesweden I'm sorry, at patreon.com/teachmesweden.
Bli Patreon. Make yes. us rich. Vi behöver 90 miljoner per år.
We want that Drottning Christina money.
Oh, yes. Oh. Off with their heads.
Yes. Yes, this isn't making it rain. This is taking off the head.
Åh, två callbacks innan vi avslutar. Greta Garbo på 100-lappen.
Really?
Ja! Och jag kom på hattarna och mössorna.
Whew. Ah, nice.
Jag har tänkt på det där länge.
So those of you that listen back to back, you know. Not go back and listen again to last episode.
Ja.
All right, it's been Jonathan Rollins.
Och Erik Broström.
We'll catch you on next episode.
Peace.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.